So we now do the incremental, the seven stages of life. Starting at 100 and going up, up, up. Ready. Life is often described as a journey, a path that every human being walks from the moment of birth to the end of existence. Along this journey, people change in body, mind, and emotion. One way to understand these changes is by dividing life into stages. The idea of the seven stages of life helps us see how people grow, learn, struggle, and find meaning over time. Each stage has its own challenges, joys, and lessons. While every individual's experience is unique, these stages offer a simple way to understand the human experience. Infancy is the first stage of life, starting from birth and lasting until about 2 years old. At this stage, a baby is completely dependent on others for survival. They cannot walk, talk, or care for themselves. Their main needs are food, warmth, comfort, and safety. During infancy, the most important development happens in the body and brain. Babies grow very quickly. They learn to recognize faces, respond to voices, and express basic emotions like happiness and discomfort. Crying is their main way of communicating. Over time, they begin to smile, laugh, and make simple sounds. Trust is a key part of this stage. If caregivers respond with love and care, the baby learns that the world is safe. If not, the baby may feel fear or insecurity. Even though infants cannot remember this stage later in life, it forms the foundation for emotional development. This stage is also a time of discovery. Babies explore the world through their senses, touching, tasting, seeing, and hearing. Every small action is a step toward understanding their surroundings. Early childhood usually covers the ages from about 2 to 6 years old. In this stage, children begin to develop independence. They learn to walk, talk, and interact with others. Their world expands beyond their immediate caregivers. Language development is one of the most important changes. Children start forming sentences, asking questions, and expressing their thoughts. Curiosity is strong during this time. They want to know how things work and often ask why about everything. Play becomes a central part of life. Through play, children learn social skills, creativity, and problem solving. They begin to understand basic rules and how to share with others. Friendships start to form, although they may still be simple and short-lived. Emotionally, children begin to recognize feelings such as happiness, anger, fear, and excitement. However, they may not yet know how to control these emotions. This is why tantrums and sudden mood changes are common. Early childhood is also when imagination is at its peak. Children may create imaginary friends, believe in magical ideas, and enjoy storytelling. This creativity helps them make sense of the world. Middle childhood typically includes age 6 to 12. This stage is often linked to school years, where structured learning becomes a major part of life. Children gain knowledge in reading, writing, mathematics, and other subjects. At this stage, thinking becomes more logical. Children begin to understand cause and effect, solve problems, and follow instructions. They can focus for longer periods and complete tasks independently. Social relationships become more important. Friendships grow stronger and more meaningful. Children start to understand teamwork, fairness, and cooperation. They also become more aware of differences between themselves and others. Self-esteem begins to develop during this time. Success in school, sports, or social activities can build confidence, while difficulties may lead to feelings of insecurity. Encouragement from parents and teachers plays a big role in shaping how children see themselves. Physically, children continue to grow steadily. They become more coordinated and active. Many enjoy sports, games, and physical challenges. Middle childhood is a time of building skills and understanding the wider world. It prepares individuals for the more complex changes of adolescence. Adolescence is a stage between childhood and adulthood, usually from around 12 to 18 years old. This is one of the most challenging and important stages of life. The most noticeable change is physical development. During puberty, the body goes through rapid growth and changes. These changes can sometimes make adolescents feel uncomfortable or self-conscious. Emotionally, this stage can be intense. Teenagers may experience strong feelings, mood swings, and a desire for independence. They begin to question authority and form their own opinions. One of the main tasks of adolescence is developing identity. Teenagers ask themselves questions like, "Who am I?" and "What do I want to become?" They explore different interests, beliefs, and values. Friendships and social groups become very important. Peer influence can be strong, sometimes leading to positive growth and sometimes to risky behavior. Acceptance by others often feels crucial. Adolescents also begin to think about the future, education, careers, and relationships. While they are still learning and growing, they are starting to take responsibility for their choices. This stage is a bridge between dependence and independence, shaping the person they will become as adults. Early adulthood usually spans from around 18 to 40 years old. This stage is about establishing independence and building a stable life. People in this stage often pursue higher education, start careers, and develop long-term relationships. Many begin families of their own. It is a time of making important decisions that can shape the future. Emotionally, individuals seek connections and intimacy. Forming close relationships, such as friendships and romantic partnerships, becomes a central focus. Learning how to balance personal goals with the needs of others is an important skill. This stage can also bring challenges. Career pressures, financial responsibilities, and relationship struggles can create stress. However, it is also a time of growth, achievement, and exploration. Physically, most people are at their peak health and strength during early adulthood. This allows them to take on demanding tasks and responsibilities. Early childhood is about building a foundation, creating a life that reflects personal goals and aspirations. Middle adulthood generally occurs between the ages of 40 and 65. This stage is often seen as a time of stability, responsibility, and reflection. People in this stage may reach the peak of their careers. They often take on leadership roles and contribute their experience and knowledge to others. Many also focus on supporting their families, including children and aging parents. Reflection becomes more common. Individuals may think about their achievements, regrets, and goals. Some may feel satisfied with their lives, while others may wish to make changes. This stage can also bring physical changes. Energy levels may decrease, and health issues may begin to appear. However, many people remain active and engaged. Emotionally, middle adulthood can be a time of deep understanding. People often develop greater patience, sympathy, and wisdom. They may also find new interests or revisit old passions. A key theme of this stage is contribution, giving back to society, helping others, and leaving a positive impact. Late adulthood begins around 65 years old and continues until the end of life. This stage is often associated with retirement, reflection, and the search for meaning. Many people step away from full-time work and have more time for hobbies, family, and relaxation. It can be a time of freedom, but also adjustment. Physically, the body becomes less strong and more vulnerable to illness. Maintaining health becomes an important focus. Despite these challenges, many older adults remain active and engaged in their communities. Emotionally, this stage often brings a sense of perspective. People look back on their lives, remembering experiences, relationships, and achievements. Some feel a sense of fulfillment and peace, while others may struggle with regret. Wisdom is one of the most valuable aspects of this stage. Older adults have lived through many experiences and can offer guidance to younger generations. Another important theme is legacy. People think about what they will leave behind, memories, values, and contributions. Relationships with family and friends become especially meaningful. Late adulthood is not just about decline, it is also about reflection, understanding, and acceptance. The seven stages of life provide a simple yet powerful way to understand human development. From the helplessness of infancy to the wisdom of old age, each stage plays a vital role in shaping who we are. Life is not always smooth. Each stage brings its own challenges and uncertainties. However, it also offers opportunities for growth, learning, and connection. By understanding these stages, we can better appreciate our own journey and the experience of others. No two lives are exactly the same, but the stages remind us that change is a natural part of being human. As we move through life, we carry lessons from each stage, building a story that is uniquely our own. In the end, the seven stages of life are not just about age. They are about growth, meaning, and the shared experience of being alive. While the seven stages of life are described separately, in reality they flow into each other. There is no exact moment when one stage ends and another begins. Instead, transition happens gradually. A child does not suddenly become a teenager overnight, and an adult does not instantly feel old at a certain age. These transitions can sometimes feel confusing or even difficult. For example, moving from adolescence to adulthood often brings uncertainty. A person may feel excited about freedom, but also worried about responsibility. Similarly, moving into middle or late adulthood can bring mixed emotions, pride in achievements, but concern about aging. Transitions are important because they encourage growth. They push people to adapt, learn new skills, and rethink their identity. Even though change can feel uncomfortable, it is necessary for development. Relationships are a key part of life at every stage. From the moment a baby is born, connection with others shapes development. In infancy, the bond between baby and caregiver builds trust. In childhood, friendships begin and social skills develop. In adolescence, peer relationships become very important. In adulthood, people form deep partnerships, families, and professional networks. In later life, relationships provide support, comfort, and meaning. Healthy relationships help people feel valued and understood. On the other hand, loneliness or conflict can affect emotional well-being. This shows that while each stage focuses on individual growth, human life is always connected to others. Each stage of life comes with its own set of challenges. These challenges are not meant to stop progress, but to help people grow stronger and wiser. Infancy. Learning, trust and security, early childhood, managing emotions and gaining independence, middle childhood, building confidence and skills, adolescence, finding identity and handling peer pressure, early adulthood, making life choices and forming stable relationships, middle adulthood, balancing responsibilities and reflecting on life, late adulthood, coping with physical changes and thinking about legacy. Facing challenges teaches resilience. When people overcome difficulties, they gain confidence and understanding that help them in later stages. Learning does not stop after school. It continues throughout all stages of life. In childhood, learning is focused on basic skills and knowledge. In adolescence and early adulthood, it becomes more specialised, such as career training or higher education. In middle and late adulthood, learning may take different forms, developing hobbies, gaining life wisdom, or adapting to new technologies. Lifelong learning keeps the mind active and engaged. It helps people stay curious and open to new experiences. Even in old age, learning something new can bring joy and a sense of purpose. Emotions change and develop over time. A baby feels basic emotions, while an adult can experience complex feelings like pride, regret, or deep love. As people grow, they learn how to manage emotions better. A young child may cry or shout when upset, but an adult can reflect, communicate, and respond calmly. This does not mean adults never struggle, but they usually have more tools to handle their feelings. Emotional growth also includes empathy, the ability to understand others' feelings. This often becomes stronger with age and experience, especially in middle and late adulthood. The way people experience the stages of life can be influenced by society and culture. Different cultures may have different expectations for each stage. For example, in some cultures, young adults are expected to become independent quickly. In others, family support continues for a longer time. Some societies place high value on the wisdom of older adults, while others focus more on youth. Education, technology, and economic conditions also affect how people move through life stages. Despite these differences, the basic idea of growth and change remains the same everywhere. Each stage of life offers opportunity for self-discovery. People learn about their strengths, weaknesses, interests, and values over time. A child may discover a love for art or sports. A teenager may explore beliefs and identity. An adult may find purpose in career or family life. An older person may reflect on what truly matters. Self-discovery is not limited to one stage. It continues throughout life. Even in later years, people can discover new passions or ways of thinking. Health plays an important role in every stage of life. Physical and mental well-being affect how people experience each phase. In early stages, good nutrition and care support growth. In adolescence, healthy habits can prevent future problems. In adulthood, balancing work, rest, and exercise is key. In later life, managing health conditions becomes more important. Mental health is just as important as physical health. Stress, anxiety, and emotional struggles can occur at any stage. Seeking support and maintaining balance are important for overall well-being. Success looks different at each stage of life. For a child, success might mean learning to read. For a teenager, it could be passing exams or building friendships. For an adult, it might involve career achievements or raising a family. Failure is also a part of life. Everyone experiences setbacks. These moments can feel discouraging, but they often provide valuable lessons. Learning from failure helps people grow and improve. Understanding that success and failure are both natural parts of life can make challenges easier to handle. People often think about the meaning of life at different stages, especially during adolescence and later adulthood. Young people may ask, what do I want to do? Adults may ask, am I living the life I wanted? Older adults may ask, what has my life meant? These questions do not always have simple answers. However, thinking about them can help people make choices that align with their values. Meaning often comes from relationships, achievements, personal growth, and contributions to others. As people reach the later stages of life, acceptance becomes important. This includes accepting physical changes, life experiences, and the natural process of aging. Aging is sometimes seen negatively, but it also has positive aspects. It brings experience, perspective, and wisdom. Many older adults develop a deeper understanding of life and what truly matters. Acceptance does not mean giving up. It means recognizing reality while continuing to find joy and purpose. In the final stages of life, many people think about their legacy. This does not only mean wealth or material things. It also includes values, memories, and the impact they have had on others. A person's legacy might include raising a family, helping others, creating something meaningful, sharing knowledge and wisdom. Even small acts of kindness can become part of a lasting legacy. The idea of leaving something behind can give a deeper sense of purpose. The seven stages of life offer a simple way to understand the journey from birth to old age. Each stage is important and builds on one before it. No stage is more valuable than another. They all contribute to the full human experience. Life is not just about reaching the final stage. It is about living through each stage with awareness, learning from experience, and growing as a person. Some stages may feel easy, while others may feel difficult, but all of them shape who we become. In the end, life is a continuous process of change. The seven stages remind us that growth never truly stops. At every stage, there is something new to learn, experience, and understand. And we ended that last 2 10 seconds at 290 words a minute, and you felt every one of them.